So should we start with something in Rosh Hashanah, or we'll try to get it in the end? Okay. So let's begin. Again, we're going to be, it might be a little bit truncated, it seems. So we'll do what we can. We'll try to speak about Rosh Hashanah a little bit in the end. Again, we won't have time to do something more serious, but hopefully next week we'll be able to discuss in Yom Tshuva and Yom Kippur, Yom Neroim, a little bit more. I'm also supposed to be here, I think, Shabbos Shuva. So whoever can stay, we'd love to see you and discuss those topics over that Shabbos as well. Okay, so what's that? Atzmaut Gedalia is when? Wednesday?
Yeah.
So Wednesday and Thursday. And then I think there's also Shir Sunday?
Sunday, Monday.
But the Monday they have this...
they said you give regular Shir at 9:15 in the morning.
On the...
I think it was Rosh Hashanah topic, like Yom Kippur topic, that's regular Shir.
Well, we'll see, because I think I'm speaking anyway at... We'll see where we are, if we need some more time. I definitely want to finish up to... I want to... I guess when we come back... I guess we'll, you know, try to start with Gimel Amud Aleph. So whatever's on base Amud Aleph, base on base, I'm going to try to finish up. Now, whatever we don't, we'll just, you know, shift over to do a little later there. You can do, you know, some of the topics here, some of the topics there. So we'll do the best we can. But we definitely want to just, we've begun to address and we want to continue to address the implications of the notion of Kinyan as it relates to the three. And... you know, again, this you know, notion of Kedusha a little bit. So there's things to talk about. I already gave you some of the Mar Mekomos. We should probably add to the Mar Mekomos also. Just think of doing it later, but again, we'll just get it in now. Regarding the question of how much Ratzon or Das or Kavana you need in Kedusha, also just to look at the Gemara on Yud Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses... the question of Tchilas Hara, in other words, Tchilas Bia and Sof Bia. So, yeah, just discuss, that's the Gemara here on Yud Amud Aleph. And the Tosis here also, Kola Bol Dato Al Gemar Bia. Again, just very quickly, because it's part of the issue. So Shakavataria on Yud Amud Aleph, and the Tosas Kolabol Dato Al Gemar Bia, and the Rambam in Perik Yud, Hilchos Ishus, Halacha, you know, Halacha Aleph and Base on that question, and Reb Chaim Ha'ara in the Chidusha Grach Al Hashas on Yud Amud Aleph, just as part of the, and I'll probably add a few other things also, but that's where we are. Before we go, just a couple of very quick things. First of all, just a little bit of not a correction, but just a clearer impression. We've talked about the Radvaz's position on Kadesha. I said I put him together with the Ramban and Rabbi Yaakov Emden as people who basically think that Pilegesh is a legal institution, and of course that is true. The Tshuva of the Radvaz upholds in principle the idea that Pilegesh is a legal institution, even for Hedyotos. He even suggests, as we discussed, that the Rambam Shita is only a Drabanan, distinguishing between Hedyot and Melech because of the concern for Tvilas Nida, which is a very remarkable shot, which, you know, Yaakov Emden and others really do not like. But I think I also gave the impression that the Radvaz, you know, was a proponent of Pilagshus, and that is not correct at all. I didn't mean to give that impression. If I did, no one actually mentioned it to me, but I was thinking just afterwards about the presentation. In other words, the ingredients in the Radvaz are such that they allow for Pilagesh, even according to the Rambam, and that's very striking. Moreover, his views about Pilagesh align with positions that others have taken, you know, to kind of neutralize most of the Yisurim. But at the same time, there are two very striking things in the Radvaz. One is that he is machmer on akroy as kadesha, even when miuchedes li'ish echad is not, the opposite of number of the postcum that we saw. And that's a very important perspective. But more than that is that he exhorts throughout the tshuva, and especially towards the end of the tshuva, against pilagshus. He thinks that it's a, even if it's mutter, that it really leads to the undermining of kedusha in Klal Yisrael, and he, you know, has choice things to say about, you know, the society in which he lived. And like the Ramban before him, who thought that it was mutter, but it's something that definitely should not be done, the Radbaz even more forcefully is against, as opposed to, again, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who thinks that this is a mitzvah lefarseim and that this is like the savior of Klal Yisrael, because, again, his own assessment of, I guess, his own society was just, you know, very different. That's a fascinating thing. But just to correct the record, in case it was misunderstood, in practice, the Radbaz is very machmir, just that conceptually he has the ingredients which help those who would be very make. Okay, so that's number one. The other thing about Rapsajagon, just very quickly, Ala Torah, I mentioned that the Rapsajagon has this remarkable idea that Kedesha is the exploitation of Kiddushin for the sake of Znus, meaning a Kiddushin Lizman. So I said I would speak more about it. I'm not going to speak more about it right now in detail, but the sugya, of course, to look at is the Gemara in Yevamos on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. And I only wanted to just bring to your attention also that there's some controversy in the Rambam, even though the Rambam is based on the Gemara, but there's some question whether or not that's so postured in the Gemara, Lahalacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Chaf Aleph, I think, Halacha Chaf Ches, on this issue says the following. Also Lodom Shiisa Isha Vedato Legarsha, Shenemer Al Tachrosh Al Reacha Ra'a, right, Behu Yoshev Lebetach Itach. But then the Rambam adds, based on the Gemara, Vim Hodia Betchila Shu Nosei Osa Liyamim Mutter. That if he, you know, if this isn't something that's, you know, his sneaky plot, right, but something that is above board between them, then this would be permissible. And that's a simple reading of the Gemara. But there's a very long Mishnah Lamelech here, where the Mishnah Lamelech says that not so, he wonders why that, you know, the Tur and others quote this in the name of the Rambam. They should have just quoted it from the Gemara in Yevamos. So he points out that if you read the Gemara carefully, it's certainly possible to understand that that's a machlokas in the Gemara, and that lahalacha, even in a situation where he is above board, im hodia tchila, that even that would be asur. And so this is an interesting discussion and very relevant to the idea of Rav Sajagon that this actually might be kadesha. And of course, if it is, it's the idea, again, of, you know, kind of a kedushin, which is, you know, subverted, you know, for opposite reasons. So just, you know, something to be aware of. Okay. Regarding the broader issues that we've been discussing now, getting away from Pilegesh and Kadesha, so it's just interesting that we began the year noting that in Torah Shabbat, the Parshan Kitetze could have been read as something which kind of downgrades the importance of Kiddushin as an institution. You could have read the Parsha as projecting or representing that Kiddushin, Ki Yikach Ishisha, is merely the background for the important discussion of Gerushin, right? V'hayam lo timtzachein be'inav, v'matzav er bastavar. And so we discussed, that's how we started the our discussion. So I just wanted to note that in Kovitz Shitas Kamoi here quotes a lot the Rabbeinu Chananel ben Shmuel, which is a different Rabbeinu Chananel than Rabbeinu Chananel ben Yechiel, I think is the Rabbeinu Chushiel, was it? Chushiel, sorry. So he has some very interesting things to say, and it's just interesting that one of the things that he does say is that all of the methods of Kiddushin, again, you just have patience to go through these things, but all the methods of Kiddushin, he argues, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, this is important anyway, just to get on the record, are all Divrei Kabbalah. That's what the Rambam, we still have to speak more about it, says about Kiddushei Kesef, right, which is that it is He did very sofrim, because it's not learned Mefurish Bakra. And of course, the Rambam constantly projects, again, this three-tiered hierarchy of, you know, Uva'ala, which is Mefurish Bakra, Shtar, which is a Hekesh, you know, which is also, you know, something very clear and prominent, and then Kesef, the way I'm explaining it always, an import from the world of Choshen Mishpat. But what's fascinating is this Rabbeinu Chananel ben Shmuel, page 4 in the Kamoi, suggests that the entire parsha of Kiika Kish Isha, Uva'ala, the Kicha part, the Uva'ala part, the Yatzav Ahoysa part, all three of them basically are Divrei Kabbalah. But the reason that is so is precisely, he's the only one I've seen who makes a Sa'ara, because the Torah seems to be presenting Kiddushin only as the background for the case of Gittin. So he says, Mishum Tziv al Pishnai, 1 second. No, sorry, that's not it. Okay. Ah. 1 second. Yeah. The Afagav Dehoda Amar Krav, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, Hanir Alonu Mipshuto, Sherotzel Hashmienu, Mahu Adin, Mishanasa Isha Velomotza Chain Be'enav, Sheyesh Lo Rashus Lehanicha, Ulahotzia Mibeso Basias, Kach Vekach, Vitia Migureshus Mimenu, Vimiso Saacher, Elo Rashus Lahakzira, Zeu Vadai Pashta Dekra, Haide Kamer Rabbanon, Delamadnu, Mikicha, Shehibe Kesef, Ubishtar, Umi Ba'ala, Shehibe Bia, Lefi Darkenu, Lamadnu Davarze, She'enu Ela Hakol Divrei Kabbalah. This is very, just a very radical shita, right? Eli, you didn't see this? Okay. Shenikdus Bekesef, Ubishtar, Ubibia. And then he repeats it again. Then he notes that Uva'ala Ukimashmo, Bakol Divrei Kabbalah. Halo Tired, Rabbi Yochanan Yaliflan, Pesimad Beis, Mikra Achrina. Which is also just methodologically fascinating. If there's a machlokus, which pasuk is the makar? Does that mean that both psukim are not the makar, and it's really divrei kabbalah? That's what he's suggesting. Mizeh shamanu dehol v'zeh maybe raiv mahaikra v'zeh maybe mihaikra shmamina shadavar mipia shmuahu ukra smachta bialma. That's just a fascinating, broader methodological principle that most people would not accept. Again, there's a certain appeal to it, meaning. If there's not a haskama about the makar, so there is no makar. Could have said that they're this cholek, you know, very passionately about what the makar is. Anyways, what I'm taking away from the Rabbeinu Chananel is two things to remember. Three things. Number one, this methodological point, but that's not for now. That's a meta point. The two takeaway points are that Kiddushe, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia are all Divrei Kabbalah or Divrei Mesorah. And the Psukamara Smachta. Again, we know that for many, it's just Kesef. And the Rambam was already asked a question, which we still have to get back to, in a tshuva by the Chachma Lunil, where they said to him, I don't get it. You know, if your point is that it isn't Mefurish Bakrot, so not from a drasha, then Shtar should be with Kesef, not with Bia. And the Rambam basically said, really good question, right? Absolutely appropriately, queried. And here's my answer. Here's my answer we'll get to later. But not so much later, but okay. So some people think all three. Some people think, you know, one, and some people think two. But that's the important takeaway. But the third point, which I'm emphasizing, is that what motivated him with all of this was only secondarily the fact that there's a debate about what's the pasuk for Kiddushei Bia. The prime motivation of this Perush is the fact that the Torah presents the Parsha of Kiddushin as simply as background for Gittin. So number one, again, on a meta level, that's just fascinating because it means that, you know, the Rishonim, we know this, but further evidence that the Rishonim are reading Torah Shebichtav with a fine, you know, magnifying glass or microscope. And even when there's nothing wrong with the Psukim, there's no problem here. It's just the point, the emphasis alone, right? They think it's important and significant. Okay, so that's a meta point. But the more substantive point is, right, it highlights exactly what we began with, which is why does the Torah do that? So my suggestion was, no. If you really understand why there's Gittin, why Gittin is, you know, in Lomotzachain and Davar Shebe'erva at the same time, and Masur Gershaso, and so on. On the contrary, that's like the best way to understand what Kiddushin is. You analyze how you neutralize it, how you need to neutralize it. So I stick by everything that I said. But I just think it's a great piece for all these reasons and highlighting what we've been doing. Similarly, just because we're talking about the beginning here, so our perspective on the Rambam has been that the mitzvah of Kiddushin isn't to get married or to find a wife like the smak and so on. It is the injection of Kiddushin prior to Nisuin. And again, we're following through with that on the Isha Niknes part and on the Asar Kulal Mekehekdesh part. We're suggesting that that's what the beginning of this Masachta is really all about. We've also discussed, in the context of Kadesha, right, and Pilegesh and so on, the possibility, already in Rishonim and certainly in the poskim of the 15th century and beyond, meaning the Rivash and then the Magid Mishnah, and so on, the Mizrahi, and so on, the possibility that Kiyikach Ishisha is an Isur Aseh, and that we've been weighing, you know, does it apply to Pilegesh? Does it apply to Kadesha? When does it apply? When doesn't it apply? Is it going to ever apply in an overlapping way or only when it... And so on and so forth. Fine. Why am I telling you this? Because it's interesting to note that the language of the Bahag is that... This is the first piece in the Kamai, by the way. But the Bahag Hilchos Kiddushin, one of the earliest rabbinic texts, as we know. We're not sure who wrote the Bahag, but we know that somebody did. Somebody of the early Gaonim, whether it's, you know, Rabbi Yudai Gaon or Rabbi Shimon Kai or whoever it was, an important halachic figure. So how does he formulate Kiddushin? Osir le lebar Yisrael leminsav isisa adem ekadish la bekaspa obiksuvasa. Suvasa here means fascinating star, right? Obibia. Vikulu besadi. So I don't know if this influenced the Rambam or not, but this is essentially how we've interpreted the Rambam with one small wrinkle, and that is, instead of seeing it on the Kiyumase side of it, I'm not convinced at all that the Rambam holds that there is an Isurase, right? I think that's what Kadesha basically is for the Rambam. But the Bahags, formulating the mitzvah of Kiddushin as an Isurase, also the Bar Yisrael mitzvah is Adem Mekadesh, but basically Adem Mekadesh is the Isur Aseh, meaning it's injecting the Kiddushin into the Nisuin Al Yedei Edekim. So that's maybe an earlier source for the Rambam that's tweaked by the Rambam, but is very, very important. We also suggested that the Rambam Shita, unlike the Rush, is that, you know, double unlike the Rush, that while, number one, there is Piri of Arivia and Kiddushin, and they are two separate dinim, and two separate mitzvahs, as we know, still there is overlap between them. And that overlap may be reflected by Lifros v'Lirvos Mimena, and by the Rambams in Perek Tesvav, and by other things as well, and certainly his language in Shemona Prakim, and the things that we saw and that are very important for the bigger picture. So just interesting to note, again, that the language of the Orchis Chaim, which is working off the Rambam, really integrates this as well. Page 11 in the Kamoid, column 2, he says as follows. Oh, is it 11? I get the page wrong. I'm sorry. Yeah, page 11, column 1. Misha nitna Torah. Of course, this is a quote of the Rambam. This once you know the Rambam, you know this is what it is. Misha nitna Torah nestabu Yisrael shema yirotza ish lios no se isha. Practically a quote of the Rambam. Right, and then he adds, "Umitzvas ase shel Torah sheikach isha shetia miuchedes lo lifros velirvos betia kavanos alazel lekayim amin lo lahanos atzmo." So that's again the Orchis Chaim using the language of the Rambam and integrating into it, right? But here it's not the lifros velirvos mimena emphasis, namely. Piri of Arivia is a kiyum nosaf, right, in the context of Ishus. It's the other side, what I mentioned, which is that, you know, that the Kiddushin itself is enhanced by the linkage to Piriya Verivia, again, the sense of Achrayus and Vahayla Batsarechad, and so on. So again, that's just clearly the Orchis Chaim's reading or interpretation of the rabbi. Okay. And finally, just in terms of reinforcing things that we've thought, I didn't have the Sefer HaBatim with me last time, but again, the Sefer HaBatim's formulations of the mitzvah of Kiddushin and the Isra of Kadesha also, I think, contribute significantly to our... And again, it's coming on the background. All these, the Orchas Chaim, clearly, the... You know, the Meiri, who, as I say, kind of, you know, co-opts the Rambam and then, you know, reformulates it in terms of Nisuin and other things. So, too, the Sefer HaBatim is, you know, is a perush that was written, basically, on the Rambam, right? Rav David Kochavi. It only gotten, you know, attention in recent years when it got published. But, you know, there might be things there that he's projecting, but it's all inspired by and off the framework of the Rambam, which makes it, you know, not authoritative as an interpretation, but, you know, part of the, you know, a Rambam lore, if you will. So he, his formulation, which I had already read, which is, HaMitzad Resh Tezvav L'Rambam, Hu Atzivui Shetzivanu L'Kayim HaNesuin B'Seis Davar B'Yada Isha B'Shtar O'Bebiya V'Zui Mitzvahs Kiddushin, which again, like the chinuch and everything we've been saying, you know, is a very strong affirmation of what we've been trying to say. Meaning the goal is to create a different kind of nesuin, right, by injecting, and that's what the Maisa Mitzvah is, the Kiddushin. It's the Kayman Nesuin. But then he goes on and he calls it, he emphasizes the Kinyan part. Again, Aisha nicknames exactly what. The Inyan Mitzvah Zumu Vuaris Bekabonos HaBrios, Shabar Hashem Adam Zohar Rekeva, Kibazei Yitakin Sidra Abayis, right, the gender differences, the Azer Kenegdo, right, the, you know, is both, you know, is responsible for the complement and the supplement, and that's critical. Gam Ipnei Shia Lav Chukasa, Behu Yim Sholba, we'll get back to that. Vimzei Yia Zaram Nachon, that this, you know, emotional part of the relationship and the complementarity of it is once again a framework of Yezaram Nacham, which again, we're talking about the mitzvah of Kiddushin, once again, like the Archas Chaim, integrating the period of Arivya part into the Ishas. Uba Inyan, Kinyan Isha, Kadeshira, Kinyan Chazak, Kishar HaKinyanim. Doesn't mean that it's reduced to Shar Kinyanim, it means like Shar Kinyanim, it should be a Kinyan Chazak, but for its own reasons. Interesting, and we'll get back to these Lashonos. Behu Bekesef Ubishtar. Amnam inyan abia zemivur shu akinyan hagamur bezeha inyan. Again, it's a reading of the Rambam. You could have said that the bia part is not so much a kinyan, but a different track, which we'll see Rishonim do say. We'll have to track the formulations whether bia is really considered a kinyan, you know, or it results in chalos kinyanishus, or it's also considered a derech kinyan. But the Sefer HaBatim is calling it kinyan hagamur, and then he goes on to say. Right, he's obviously invoking the Rambam in Paragimel. Korov l'inyan akdesha, shelo chabeza mokum sheiz damein. Gamer chikum lo kidmu b'neim dvarim yumalkin mishem akadish b'lo shiduchim. This is all his integration of the Rambam. Ki gam ze yedame l'inyan akdesha. So again, this is very important. The reason that Kiddushei Bia is Osir after Erusin, but Osir Lanu Osir Rusos, is precisely for the same reason that a Mekadosh Beshuk Ubeloshi Duchim and Rav Mangin and a Mekadosh Bia is prohibited, namely, it seems to undermine what the Kinyan provides. The Chain Lehitorer Shekol Mashin Itztavenu Shlemus Nafshenu Osir Abia Belo Bracha. Right, to show this isn't just about passion and a heter, but it's a davar shebikdusha. And then he talks about the you know, sheva brachos of the nesuin, which I'm going to skip for now. That's not for now. And then what he says about ksuba is leman lo tia kalabeinav lo tzia v'yidama ha'inyan kekdesha. Again, so he's invoking the drabanan language of the takana of ksuba shalite kalabeinav lo tzia, right, as a way of neutralizing because it provides for. Smichus Das and the long-term focus. Right? Amr also ladam l'shaus amishta b'lo k'suba. Umashibah b'inyan ha'kiddushin tzatzor k'shiyah b'rtzona, this is our topic right now, which we're going to be returning to. L'man yeh l'das achas v'yeh zaram nachon. You'll see this is not necessarily what other Rishonim say. Number one, it's about, you could have said, and we'll see this in a couple of minutes in the Rishonim here, that the reason that you need Das and Kiddushin is because, as we just said, it's a Kinyan. Every Kinyan requires Das, right? Maybe there are some exceptions and they need to be explained. Or maybe there are other reasons why you need Das. The Sefer HaBatim chooses to accentuate an internal Kiddushin, Ishus, reason why you require Das. You require Das because part of what you're trying to create is this bond, right? And therefore, now does that mean you require more Das? Or is that the only reason that you require Das? That part's not clear. We'll get back to that. But the point is that instead of seeing this in terms of broader kinyanim, right, or broader phenomena, the Batim is providing a specific Ishus explanation. L'man yil l'das achas, and again, v'yia zaram nachon. Once again, this question of children within the context of, this is the mitzvah of Kiddushin. And this is the institution of what's got to do with the period of Arabia. Right? L'shitaso. U'mashi yirim in a hevdel bazeh shen iskacho balkarcha inim u'kudeshes. And then he adds an amazing thing. V'im kiddesh balkarcha, which we'll be discussing, mikudeshes. Right? If you put a gun to the head of the Baal, a shotgun marriage, as they call it, right? So that will be effective. That's his zak. Mevuar mashiyesh bazeh mi mishpatei hayosher. How can it be that if you force her to be mekudeshes, that's how he's interpreting the Gemara, that it's a din in talui v'zavin zvini zvini, but it doesn't work for her, right? But it does work for him. Why are we discriminating against this poor man, you know, in the Ishus, saying that his coerced marriage is inferior to her coerced marriage? Right? Isn't that discrimination? Don't men have rights too in marriage? So the Sefer HaBatim says, She'im tiskadesh balkarcha, right? Ein biyada lahatir kshara, v'tia kol yameha kishvuya v'asura bershuso. Aval ish biyada legarish kishiyirtze v'afilu balkarcha. So basically what he says is that this is the balance. His view is that we need higher level of das for her than for him, right? Precisely because he's in control of the exit strategy and she is not. And therefore the level of commitment, meirosh, is what balances out, you know, the opportunity, right, to exit. I don't know if that's going to satisfy all people, but it's just a fascinating, let me just say this. The Sefer HaBatim's comment, is not a politically correct comment. I'm not saying it's anti-politically correct. What I'm saying is it's not motivated by political correctness, clearly. He lived in a society in which there was no pressure, you know, for him to be justifying the battle. He's trying to explain a phenomenon, right? Why, according to some Makoros, it appears that Das HaIsha, not all Rishonim, by the way, as we'll see, Das HaIsha is more demanding, let's say, than Das HaIsh. And he's suggesting that basically the husband and wife role in the marriage, this is also very important, whether you agree about the details. What he's saying is that, you know, the difference in genders in the marriage is reflected, you know, by the, you know, initiation of the process, by the level of das, by the ability to extricate from it, but that there's an effort to make it balanced in this respect. And as such, the higher level of das is a function of that. But again, all this goes to the goal of the Ishus, l'kayim anisuin, through the Kiddushin.
Wouldn't this kind of go against that? Because if the Baal is Mikadesh Baal Korcho, then how are they going to do without the Chatur Zaram Nachon?
No, what he's saying is he has the safety valve of Gerushin. If he's not happy, right? So he has let, what all he's saying is, he's reconstructing backwards. If you assume, and that itself is not clear, if the objective evidence is that the requirements of das, right, for the husband are lower, right, the threshold of what he needs to be committed are lower than that of the isha, right? So he's zeroing in on that, which is what he thinks emerges from the sugya in Bava Basra, Memches, and the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Beis. So how is that conceivable? And you might have even asked, and particularly so, given that he's the one who initiates the Kedushin, right? Or you might have even asked more, and particularly so beyond that, considering he seems to be the dominant one in the relationship, the Haraya, he's the one who controls, Midaraisa, he's the one who controls the get. So his answer is, no, that's exactly all part of the mix. Namely, the genders are playing different roles, for sure, in all of these things. But on some level, I'm not suggesting that it equalizes it completely, obviously, but what he's saying is that this is part of the effort, you know, somewhat to balance out the differences.
This is based on the Shiyirtze?
No. It's based on his reading of the Havamina that Kiddushin can take place Keneged Ritzona in the Gemara that we're dealing with right now, on that base of the base, and the maskana midaita in shalom midata lo. So what does that mean? We'll get back to it, and I'm a little bit ahead of myself because I wanted to get to the batims, but what does that mean? Does it mean that we thought that Kiddushin could take place even with less threshold of ratzon than a regular kinyan, and our maskana is that it's equal? Or did we think that... We never thought that. We thought that the Havamina was that we treat it like a regular kinyan. And the maskana is that you require more than a regular kinyan. If it's that second, then the question is, so what about him? According to the view that he doesn't have, you know, this threshold. That's for him, Taluya Vazovin, Zvini Zvini, applies. For her, apparently it doesn't apply. So the Sefer Batim is saying, how come? So his answer is, well, that's part of the imbalance, or that's the way to balance somewhat, you know, what happens. He is not going to be stuck in this marriage because he has the option of initiating again. She doesn't. Now, why is that true? We could speculate about that. Meaning, you know, is that connected to the Tav L'Meitav Tandu? Meaning the idea that the commitment once entered into by her has to, by definition, be, you know, a long-term one in which she even loses some control. It doesn't have to be, but it is. And whereas for him, right, he can marry another wife, she can't, right? So all of that is part of the differences, but he's trying to show there's a balance, or somewhat of a balance, despite it. Okay? Anyways, Me'asher ikar inyan anisuin l'kiyum amin, hizir shilol lisa akaros kena island shizek. Again, this is all part of his interpretation of the mitzvah of Kiyikach Ish Isha, once again showing that the period of Arivia part, even though it's separate, is also integrated, and that's where he talks about Ichus. Kiyikam Tzos Amin Yelios Shalem Lavodas Hashem, right? This is also very important. Again, you could say this is already the Drush part, you know, like the Chinuch Samishor Rosh HaMitzvah, but I think it's more than that. What he's saying is Ishus is not, you know, a narrow area, it's Kedushas Yisrael. Again, like we said, so the Gonim already asked the question. The Kadesh Amma Yisrael Aydei Chuppah V'Kiddushin, why Dafka this mitzvah and not others? You don't say the Kadesh Amma Yisrael Aydei Shofar Valula V'Sukkah, right? The answer is, this is about the building block of Klal Yisrael, right? So the Man Yir Zaram Nachon, you know, all of these things, Al-Kachas Mishpachos Michasos, V'Azashkina Imahem, Migezem Eshleim B'Tzedek U'B'Yosher, Kitev ha-makor li-damos l-sharasho, u-me'asher gam kein achas mikavanas ha-nisurin l-nikiyas ha-guf li-shamar mihirur, and so on. Okay. So this is just one. And then when it comes to Kadesha, equally, he quotes the Marnabuchim. He says that part of the, you know, actually quotes, you know, Gimel Memtes in Marnabuchim, Kitzarach Adam lo ohavim kol yamav, man's a social creature. This is on page 10. Kvar birze aristo, right? He quotes Aristotle, right? Im be'es briuso v'hatzachaso yehenu v'chavrasama be'es tzaraso yitzarech aleihem. I mean, throughout the person's life, in the various stages of his life, he has different needs, but he always has a need for, you know, some sort of social interaction, right? Different reasons and different types of social interaction as a youth, you know, as an adult, you know, and in his, you know, in his older time. V'zos ha'ava nimsa b'banim yoter, right? But it, the yachas of that's where children come in partly, but also the marital relationship in particular. M'pnei zeh nesra ha'kdesha v'heyos ha'noled mimenu nachri l'bnei adam kulam, like emphasizing the, you know, the pragmatic, you know, gemar bia, you know, mixing up klal yisrael part. But then he says that in an acher gadol b'tam yisrael k'deisha u'minias rova tava b'mishkal. It's also a way of showing that the physical part of marriage is only l'shem kedusha, and otherwise it just kind of creates a momentum or a status of its own. Ki p'tchalef gufot k'deisha tosif atava. It also is, so he has a lot of more extraneous reasons, but also hints at there being ishus reasons for kadesha. Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that to your attention. Okay. So getting back to the beginning of the Masechta, so it's Aisha Niknes. It's also interesting to note that right, there's a linguistic tosis here. What's the linguistic tosis, David? Ha'isha Niknes. Yeah, why the hey hayadia? Right? Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. What does tosis say? Bishlomar. Okay, dehacha krokoi, right? Meaning the hey hayudia is a reference to Torah Shabbat, correct? But what's what he says that's striking, that's worth noting, given everything that we've been discussing, which otherwise we might just have missed, is klomar. Go ahead. Or you might want to say klomar. Go ahead. Yeah, so what do you make of that? Well, is there something to say or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's surprising that the Tosa read that Pasuk to be referring to Kedushin.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Tosas knows that the Pasuk, you know, basically refers to Kedushin, because Kicha is Erusin, and Kiyikach Ish Isha Uva Allah, you know, and the Parsha of Gittin that it introduces, you know, and so on, certainly seems to be focused mostly on. We know that Erison creates Eishas Ish. So it's just interesting that when Tosas is kind of defining it, that they throw in, you know, Nisuin, they practically interchange Erison to Nisuin, from Nisuin. Almost like saying Erison, yeah, Tchilas, Nisuin. But if the Rambam, I'm just making the argument that if the, put it this way, if Rabbi Avram and a Rambam was, you know, writing this Tosas, he'd be very happy with this, based on his reading in the Rambam and Moed Katan, and so on. If the other Rishonim who thought that the Nisuin was Ikar were writing this, you know, it might not be exactly accurate, but it's pretty conceptually accurate. For example, the Rav Yah, also quoted in the Shittas Kama a little later on, there's a very strong statement about Bia being, I think it's page 13 or 14, being the, you know, the Nisuin and the Ona part of Kiddushin. Right? See if I can find it for a second. If not, I'm going to drop it. Avalavi Ezri Pirish Adla Marchina Lekadish Isha Kal Kol Mitzvah Shebetora Biramina Mimina Kiddusha Lo Habe Gemar Mitzvah Selim Mikoach Nisuin Piri Verivia Umitzvas Ona. That's also a particularly interesting formulation, right? That the Bia part Kiddusha Lo Habe Gemar Mitzvah Selim Mikoach Nisuin. Sorry. Nisuin, Piri Varivia, Umitzvas Ona. The Afal and Nisuin, Lomavarchina, and Kivadika Bilas Tuva, Tlohava Behu, Piri Varivia, the Gam Ein Bahem Mitzvas Ona. So Ona and Piri Varivia are what makes Nisuin the Gemar of the Trila. Okay. All I'm saying is anybody who has that perspective, you know, is not going to, accentuate the fact that the parsha technically is about Erusin. Right. But if we're correct in the Rambam, which is that the Rambam's real understanding of the mitzvah and the parsha, and I believe this is the case for the Bahag as well, and for the Chinuch, and so on and so forth, is that Erusin. So you could say the same thing about the Hey Hayidiyah, but you wouldn't characterize it as Nisuin, you would characterize it as Erusin, Arusa. It's just interesting to note that the Netziv in the Merome Sadeh thinks that this Tosas proves that the Bali Tosas hold like the Rush, that really there is no mitzvah of Kiddushin, and that all there is Piri of Arivia, you know, which is signified by Nisuin. Again, it's interesting, the Netziv himself, I think I mentioned, both in the Shiltos and in Merome Sadeh, both in Perek Aleph and in Perek Beis, and in his reading of the Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Yud Ches, like equates Nisuin with Piri of Arivia. Well, that the Rav Yah that I just mentioned also does, Ona and Piri of Arivia. Right. So he thinks that Tosus is, you know, Hey Hayadiyah, and speaking about Nisuin, is about Tosus signing up, you know, with the Rush. I'm a little dubious about going that far with that. I don't see the evidence in that. But I just think it's... I think it's interesting, and again, it's a great example of you know, once you are sensitized to certain things, you have a certain background, you know, you can just appreciate more fully the seeming, you know, things you might have overlooked but are very important. Just to contrast it again, on the side of the Rambam, so again in the Kamai on page 13, again, I didn't give you this because I don't want you to spend so much time on it, so I'm just plucking just to reinforce. Rabbi Vigdor Sorfati Mibali Tosis on Parshas Kitetze, he emphasizes Dafka, the Erusin side of this. He also, by the way, I think when we learned Ksuvas a couple of years ago, I mentioned this Rabbi Vigdor then. Most Rishonim with the opinion that we do not make a Birchas Hazman on Kiddushin, or Nisuin for that matter. And then the Achronim have a whole discussion why that should be, but Rabbi Vigdor thought that you do. So the Kach Pasach Chasan Yivarech Kodem Sheikadish Isha Samach LeKiddushin is on page 13. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. His view LeKadesh Isha V'Shehecheyanu. Wow. Okay. LeKach Nicha Haditnan HaIsha Nikneis V'Lotana Isha Nikneis Kemo Besula Niseis, referring to the Hey Hayidiyah. The Koi Akra Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Exactly what Tosa says, right? Ulefaresh ha'isha shemitzuva lekadesh minatora niknes, right? In contrast to Tosas, who, you know, wrote Lisa. Aval besula nises delav ase dekra koi, right? Because the focus is not on the suin, it's dafka on kiddushin. Lo toni ha besula nises. V'chein mina grabenu eliyahu v'chol tamida v'chein noa grabenu rabenu somebody, v'chein Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis, v'chein Hakti b'Atzmi, v'osan shenu mevarchim, and so on. So this is just a great example, the contrast between the Rav Yah and Rabbi Vigdor, you know, about what is Ikar in Kiddushin and what the Hey Hayadiyah really means. Okay, so now let's get back to the Kinyan itself. So the Gemara itself, I'm going to stop in a couple of minutes and try to speak a little bit about Rosh Hashanah, and you'll... Except my apology that I'm not doing it more extensively, but we're kind of running out of time. So I still want to document for after, maybe for Tzom Gedalia, just look at Tosis and look at the Talmud HaRajba, you know, the why it is that, you know, it's good enough to focus on Kesef, you know, in the language of Kinyan, even though it's only one third. I mentioned the Rishonim Bali Tosis already, right, and others ask this question, what answer do they give? So it gives a little bit of a window. Are all three really Kinyan, Kesef Shtar and Bia? And if so, why is the Gemara emphasizing Kesef? Is it only the two, or is it only the one? It sounds in the Gemara like the only one that's really, really Kinyan, or at least Mefurish Bakra, is Kesef. So that's one thing to look at. And how that contrasts with the Gemara in Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that, you know, the Gemara at least asked the question when it came to Derech and Bia, right? For that one, you're sacrificing the other two. And then what the Gemara meant by its answer, right? That Hakol Sorech Bia. So we still want to get back to that point. But for today, I want at least for the next few minutes set up our discussion of Kenyan. So if you read the Gemara Kipshuto, these two very fascinating things are. One is that the Mishnah calls Ishus a Kenyan, right? The Gemara emphasizes it even further, you know, by stressing, you know, Kesef, you know, and triggering the question that we're asking, like, it seems like an imbalance, okay? But it is even more reason, which is what I was suggesting the other day, why the emphasis on Kenyan is so important. It sounds like it's not just a coincidence or a side point, but there's something really critical about emphasizing, you know, the Kenyan aspect of Kiddushin, right? And then the Gemara goes even further on Beis Amid Beis when it has a discussion whether or not you need Das, you know, be Kiddushin. Almost goes the opposite way by saying, well, if the language had been a ish kone, we would have thought even bal korcha kamash milan ish aniknes midaita in shalom midaita lo, right? So that part of the discussion, number one, has to be integrated to the Kenyan part of the discussion. Heichan matzinu that there's a Kenyan, right? That could be bal korcha, right? So it was already noted last time, maybe. Get and Biyatzav Haisa, right? If you look at the Talmid HaRajba, I think, Talmid HaRajba? Here, that's something that does emerge, right? They talk about this, and later on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, if you look at the Kamay and Hei Amud Aleph, the Tosas Toch and Tosas, some other, Tosas discusses this, Rabbeinu Chananel Brab Shmuel, here, and the base discusses this. Was a Havamina based on the comparison to Get? And if so, right, so then what's wrong with it? Lamaskana. The point is that typically Kinyanim require Das. There are some Kinyanim that are Bal Korcha, the most prominent, let's say, being Get, but there are a few others that maybe are qualify as Bal Korcha. What else? Yavama, certainly, correct. Right, I should have said Yavama, I think I did last time, but Yavama together with Get, 100%, right? So you have Yavama, you have Get, what else?
Zela.
Oh, I see, Gazela. Okay, we discussed that last year, right? Actually, it's a good, this is a phenomenon, right? Genevo, Gazela, have Dar Kinyanim. The thing about that, though, is that they aren't kinyanim that win the chayfets in the competition between the nigzal and the gazlan, or the nignav and the ganav, right? There are kinyane geneva ugezela, which have the effect of cutting into his bailus in the sense of, you know, tashmishim, there's no dmei schiros, if there's a shinoi, maybe, you know, the Yisoda Kinyan is that, in cases of Kamle Bidraba Mine, possibly interfering with the Bailim's ability to do whatever they want with the Chayfetz, Zelefi Shena Bershuso, assuming it's based on that. So that is a good example. That's a case where you have a Kinyan Keneged, you know, the other person's Das. It is a part of the phenomenon, absolutely. But, as I say, it's not all things being equal in the competition between Nignav and Ganav. The Nignav, the Nigzal, remains the Ikar Bailim. But it's still, you're right. It absolutely goes on the list. What else, Shmuel?
I'm just going to say that based on the paradigm that we gave,
yeah,
Hashem's marriage
to
Israel, okay, that was done by
Parkley. Kafale Markigigis? Yeah. Okay, partly. Partly. We'll see whether or not, you know, that's a great example or not. But okay, something to think about. Obviously, a little more on the, you know, on the you know, Drush side or the Agada side, but okay, something to think about. What else?
Any case of Hefker based in Hefker?
Not really. That's, well, okay. Hefker Bezen Hefker is an interesting issue. Hefker Bezen Hefker, you know, is a special Koach Bezden. And the question really is whether or not it's an expulsion or it also has the capacity to create, you know, Kinyani. So this, just, you know, again, we're not going to discuss this right now, but the Gemara in Yevamos, right, and in Gittin in the context of the Sugya of Prizbal, and Yevamos in the Sugya of Yesh Koch Be'at Chachamim Lakar Dover Menat Torah, right? Lamed Vamed Beis, I think, in one in Gittin and Tzadi or so, or Petes Tzadi in Yevamos. So the Gemara has two psukim as the makar of Hefker Bezin Hefker, right? One is the pasuk in Ezra, the other pasuk in Yehoshua, right? Kol Asher Lo Yavo, you know, Lishloshes Yamim Yacharam Kol Rechusho, or Ela Nachlos Asher Nichalu, and so on. So the Rajba already in Gittin, and the Amshel Shlomo picks up with this on his own in Yevamos. So they suggest that maybe, depending on which of the two psukim is the makar for Hefker Bezin Hefker, so that will determine what ended up being a huge machlokas achronim, based on these comments of the Rishonim, and that is, does Hefker Bezin Hefker merely take away? It's mesalek. Or does it also have the ability to be makne, to create kinyan? You can just take from somebody, or you can also create something through Hefker Bezin Hefker. Okay, so maybe that is, but I was thinking about, Noah? Well, Das Achars Makne is not Bal Korcha of anybody. I mean, really. There could be a situation, in some case of Das Achars Makne, where you can acquire something, bili Das Kona, when there's a Das Achars Makne. But that's not against his will. Right, and whether that's true or not is also a question. I mean, katan ktana, according to the Balitosis, the Ravid in Cheskes Abatim in Bava Basra, and the last part of Bava Basra says such a thing about Oder, you know, Benichsei Hager. But again, that not Bal Korcha, just Beli Das Veratzo. Right, so it isn't exactly. I'm looking for a paradigm closer. Hillel, say again. Taliyah Zav we're going to get to in just a second, but of course that's going to be critical to us, and that's what a lot of Rishonim think is the Rajba, the Itur, the Sefer Abatim that I was referring to, think is going on here. But, of course, the point of Taliyah Zav that we need to analyze is it really about Korcha? Because basically the Gemara says Taliyah Zav and Zvini Zvini, because Agav Onse Gamar Umakni. So the Gemara, it is a kind of, you know, we understand it, you know, as being coercive, but the reason that it's legal is because we're saying that on another level, right, there's sufficient das. So it isn't pure Bal Korcha, and that's one of the things we have to assess, is that what the Gemara was talking about, or not. But what kinyanim, yeah, Moshe. Say again? Okay, so Eishes Yifas Toar and Shavoi are good examples. Possibly, again, Eishes Yifas Toar, so you later on in Kedushin, depends a lot of the details, like, you know, when the kinyan takes place, is it Begiyusa, Begerusa? So that's a little tricky one. But there's something called a kinyan shavoy, also not so clear. The Rajba in Gittin and Hashaleach thinks that kinyan shavoy, like dominating somebody in Mochama and taking over their fate, is a kinyan. That's certainly a kinyan bal korcha. But something closer to home, Ariel? Exactly. Eved and Amma and Shivcha, things of that. Maybe not Amma Ivriya. Amma Ivriya. Okay. You meant specifically Amma Ivriya. So Amma Ivriya, that's a very good. That's something we're discussing in the Gemara. It's going to come up on Daf Gimel and Daf Hey, right? The Gemara discusses, you know, do we find the Kinyan Bal Korcha, right? So there, of course, it's a little trickier because. Moshe? Well, you know, because more than that is that her fate is already in the hands of her father, right? And therefore, the question is, it's in a narrower way, it's keneged ritzona, right? But in a broader way, maybe he is either her representative or he's the Bailan himself, something which we'll discuss. So that's going to come up in the Gemara and in the Rishonim's explanation of the Gemara when they start doing all these kalvachomers back and forth on Daf Gimel and Daf Hey, we're going to encounter this again. I meant not so much Amma Ivriya, but what about Eved Knani, right, and Shivcha Knanis? Is that what you want to say? Anybody? Yeah? No, you want to say? What? Well, Eved Ivriya again is a little bit tricky, but okay. So that's something, that's a good, interesting paradigm. But let's say, you know, those are all things we have to think about. There too, there's an Adon. So the question is, you know, there's a bit of a catch-22 in some cases. Again, how much, just like Ktana, Legabe, her father, how much is the Adon in a case of an Eved and a Shivcha, right? Is that Balkarka, or is it they are the designated, you know, they're the address for Das? Right. So that, again, in father and a daughter, right, that's obviously much more palatable, right, to see them, to see him as her guardian, you know, and therefore there is das. It's just, you know, she might be screaming, she might be yelling, she might be taking out, you know, advertisements in the newspaper, but in the end of the day, he's the, you know, he's her guardian, and Al Pidin. And that's a better system in the long run, even if it's sometimes abused in the short run, so there is das. You might say that that's not exactly the case in the case of an Adon and a Shivcha and an Eved, because, you know, that's more of an unnatural relation, a relationship of power, and therefore, you know, what happens there. So we'll need to analyze those cases. But the most obvious cases to compare to are Get and Yibum, obviously, where, you know, within Ishus itself, Yibum, you know, seems very close to Kiddushin, right? The question is it close to Kiddushin or close to Nisuin? Right? And of course, Gittin, the Hekesh of Makesh of Ayel Yitzia, which, as I say, Rabbeinu Hananel ben Shmuel here says, yeah, that's what the Gemara is working with, exactly what you, some of you mentioned last time, and I told you it was in the Rishonim. And then again, you have it later on in the Talmud Arajba, and then the Tosis Toch, and so on. Like, yeah, ad kedei kach that they think they now have a problem to explain the maskana. Okay, so is Gittin, are Gittin and Yibum a good paradigm or not? So the truth is that we need to analyze the problem of Bal Korcha on several levels. Yeah.
How do those who believe that Anusa doesn't have leadership?
Say it again.
Anusa.
Well, he can't be Mekadosh or Bal Korcha. He is obligated to offer her kiddushin, and then the father and the daughter get to decide whether they want to live this with this guy. Is he a monster, or is he, you know, is do they prefer that or not? What? That there's no need for kiddushin in the case of anusa? No, there definitely is a need for kiddushin. I mean, the act of anusa itself is not an act of kiddushin. It doesn't turn into. You still need a separate kiddushin. But the question is, you know, at that point, given, you know, if that might be a Bal Korcha where we force him to make a kinyan, or at least we give him sanctions if he doesn't. But again, that's a very specific case. But definitely, you require a Maisa condition in that case. Yeah. Exactly. So when we analyze, we're going to analyze the other ones too, based on. But let's for a minute. The main ones, obviously, the main ones that seem relevant are Yibum and Gittin, and I say Rishonim themselves speak about the Gittin part. The Gittin, of course, again, if you look at Tosas Toch and Tosas and Talmud Arajba and so on, some of them say, well, but they're on opposite ends. So, you know, this is of course the tricky thing about, you know, V'yotzev Haisa and the Hekesh, because on the one hand, it's a Hekesh, and we do learn Dine Kiddushin from Gittin and vice versa. On the other hand, you know, the direction is opposite. So that might count for some of the differences. And that's something that has to be discussed. So when you look at Gittin and Yibum, right, there are several things that stand out. One is exactly what you just said, which is that in Yibum there's a Zika, right? And in Gittin there's an Ishus, right, which is even stronger than a Zika. Stronger or less stronger. The advantage of the Zika to the Ishus is that you're partway there, you know, in the direction that you're going, right? In other words, she's the Kuka, the Omeid, right, to him. Now, exactly how Zika really works, as you know, is a massive... We're not going to get into that. We're going to touch... You know, Shkein Skuka V'Omedes comes up in the Gemara later on, and we'll talk very briefly, you know, about the Rishonim Alatar. But that's a massive topic in Yibamos, obviously. So the more we think that the Zika, right, is a Zika like, you know, she's a Rusa Belina Suin, is it even more than that, or is it a little bit less than that, or is it much less than that, right? Is there like a Chiyuv, you know, Kiddushin, but nothing more, or is it, you know, practically a Rusa? She's not an Eshesish, right? A Shomeres Yavam, right, is not an Arusa. But there are Isurim, right? So what exactly is the Zika, And that's clearly a debate on the Gemara, a debate on the Rishonim, a debate on the Achronim. Right? It's a huge, massive topic. But so on the one hand, but what Zika has, which our Gemara certainly does not have, at minimum, it has two things. Number one, it has what I call a mitzarif, meaning there is a framework in which these two people are already linked together, in which one can then ask the question, right, when there is a relationship, so can the if there is a dominant party, can that dominant party, right, impose his will? The problem with our Gemara is that there doesn't seem to be room to discuss the role or the scope of the dominant party because there is no relationship. That's the problem. In Yibum, no matter what you say about Zika, these two people are thrown together. The more you say about the Yibum, now that's number one. The other thing about the Yibum, as I said, is how much of the process has already taken place, how much heavy lifting, you know, is left. And if it's not much, then the ability for it to happen, bal karcha, right, is going to be more reasonable. The more that we consider this to be unfinished business, the bigger the chiddush that it can be bal karcha. So A, there's a mitzaref. B, part of this has happened. In the case of gittin, right, the get has not begun. None of the heavy lifting in gerushin has begun. But the mitzaref of a relationship of Eishes Ish is actually stronger than the Yibum. It is much stronger. On the other hand, going further, in the case of Yibum, like Eirusin, what you're trying to do is create a relationship. In the case of Gittin, you're trying to unravel a relationship. Right? Misvara, intuitively, we all understand that, you know, leaving a relationship, you know, may be more reasonable bal karcha than creating one. Creating a chalos bal karcha is a very, very difficult thing to justify. But going back to where we were before it all started, if that's really what's happening in Gittin, again, to what extent in Gittin is it really kones atzma, and is it a matir, is it a new reality, or are we really undoing, albeit we need to, there's heavy lifting to undo, because the creation of the chalos ishus was a yitzira, and therefore you can't just, go back. You know, you need to do maisa kumvase a matir to go back. But, having said that, and that might be the difference between being kone, in some respects, and being makne, or this particular kind of makne, where you are trying to, you know, undo and then return to a prior state. Thirdly, in the case of gittin, right, there may be another element. What is that other element? I haven't hinted at it, but for the gittin experts, Shai is no longer with us, right? Who learned gittin? You can admit it; it's a good thing.
It's not a human at all.
Ah, excellent. And who do you want to invoke prominently to make this point?
Miksos,
excellent. Who else? You said two people?
I would say like the Rivash.
The Rivash? Which Rivash? Say again?
Actually, I wouldn't say the Rivash.
Okay, let's stick with the Ksos. Okay. So which Ksos? Very good, excellent. The Ksos is the right man to pick.
Quote the Rivash.
Oh, like, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, he does quote the Rivash. Okay, on a certain particular point. Yeah. What is the this is a breakthrough chiddush of the Ksos. Again, it's one of those examples where, you know, once he said it, you know, Gittin, Gerushin was never the same. Okay? Right? Because you just can't talk about it without talking about the Ksos. Well, what did he say? Josh?
Well, I think also to Schwitz says that based on Malkarta, it has to be like just the Alma. You just need an Asina of the Alma.
Yeah. The Ksos in, what is it, Simon Reish? Reish Aleph? Something like that. Very famous Ksos. The Ksos starts off, he discusses the problem of the piece starts off, I believe, starting problem of Gita B'yadubo and Kiyachad. Right? And when it comes to Gittin, as we know, there's a catch-22 problem, right? Because the Isha right, is and her, you know, domains are connected to the husband through the kinyan ishus. So if he throws the object into her chatzer, but it's really, you know, also his chatzer by virtue of the fact that it's her chatzer. So is that called the vinasim biyada or not? And in general, with this, so the Gemara says it's not a problem because gita viyada ba'in kiyachad, right? Simultaneity. So the Ksos says, oh. That's it? We'll give us one more minute, right? Because we don't... It's very hard to hear.
We're the third
floor. What? Oh, it has to be three times also, like the... Okay. So, let me just say this. I'm sorry about Rosh Hashanah. Okay. I was going to speak of Rabbi Vahu. But is there any way to get back?
You can do the fire drill.
Well, no, maybe after. I mean, it is important that people... Okay, so let me just say this. The Ksos deals with three issues, and we'll discuss them when next time. One is the problem of Bal Korcha, which is exactly our question. The other is Gita V'yad Ban Kechad. And the third, where he does quote the Rivash, is what? Yisuri Ana. You can write again in Yisuri Ana. The Ksos concludes, you see from there that Gitin is not a Kinyan, it's a Din in the Sina. Of course, if that's true, then we understand one of the Rayas is Bal Korcha. So I want to get back to this and to what the Gemara really was challenging the status of Kinyan. And suggesting that it's less than a regular kinyan, in which case the maskon is that it's equal, or was the Gemara suggesting that it is has higher requirements than a regular kinyan, because it's really the sugya of Talib Zavin Zin Zvini, in which case, what is the maskon of the Gemara for the Baal and the Kishan?